From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting another round of global talks on Syria's future set for Vienna this weekend. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels Thursday to Europe with ways to end the Syrian conflict dominating his talks. He'll take part in a second round of discussions in Vienna Saturday on Syria's political future. Trinity University's David Lesh is a regional analyst.
The crux of any political settlement depends on whether or not you can get the Syrian government to agree to concessions that are constitutionally encoded without caveat that can satisfy at least the minimum demands of a critical mass of the opposition. And I don't think you can right now.
Among the disagreements over the status of President Bashar al-Assad, Russia has circulated a plan that calls for drafting a new constitution. The opposition says that's Russia's goal to keep Mr. Assad in power. Speaking at a meeting Wednesday on Malta among European and African officials, French President François Hollande said Africa needs more international development to curb the flow of migrants coming to Europe. The French leader warns without a massive infusion of aid, there will be years of migration flows to European destinations. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini at the conference says a European plan to infuse nearly $2 billion in aid to Africa is one way to cope with the issue.
This is about building opportunities for people, protecting people's lives, fighting against criminal networks that exploit people's desperation, and doing this together. I think together is the key word of this summit.
Meanwhile, Sweden is introducing a temporary border control to stem the flow of migrants, while Slovenia is erecting a razor wire fence along its border with Croatia. Some 800,000 have crossed to Europe by sea so far this year. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council Wednesday condemned an attack on a UN checkpoint in Central African Republic following an outbreak of violence at a camp for the internally displaced in the northern town of Batanfango. One Cameroonian peacekeeper was killed. Meanwhile, the UN says it's investigating new allegations of sexual exploitation of women by UN peacekeepers in CAR. At least two of the women have become pregnant. Several other cases of sexual misconduct by UN peacekeepers led to a decision by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in August to remove the head of the peacekeeping mission. Thousands of Kurdish fighters have launched an operation to recapture the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar from the Islamic State. They also hope to cut IS supply lines and establish a buffer zone to protect civilians. The operation follows Wednesday's assessment by a top UN official to Iraq, Jan Kubisch, who told the Security Council Iraq security forces are making slow but deliberate progress against the IS group.
Notwithstanding ISIL's sophisticated and massive use of IEDs, suicide attacks, and ability to conduct operations in complex urban environments, the Iraqi security forces continue to make slow progress while at the same time doing their utmost to avoid civilian casualties.
He says the security forces, backed by Shia militia, supported by international airstrikes, have liberated the country's largest oil refinery and plan further operations to retake the Anbar provincial capital, Ramadi. A Qatari soldier fighting with the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen has been killed, Qatar's first reported casualty. The conflict pits Iranian-backed Shia Houthi rebels and allied army units against forces loyal to the internationally recognized government and southern separatists and militants. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has sworn in a 36-member cabinet that includes assuming the post of oil minister himself, a sector plagued by corruption.
Today we have reached another milestone in the evolution of our new government, which Nigerians overwhelmingly voted in office on March 28th this year.
The ceremony Wednesday in Abuja came more than 5 months after his inauguration. Former investment banker Kemi Adeosun was named finance minister. Retired Brigadier General Mohamed Mansour Dan Ali will become the defense chief. Spain's highest court has halted for now the independence drive by the northeastern Catalonia region. The Catalonian parliament passed a resolution Monday to begin the process of declaring independence, including putting together a new constitution and tax collection system. A landmark international agreement to use satellites to track civilian flights has been reached by 160 countries. Representatives met in Geneva and agreed to try to avoid a repeat of the disappearance similar to that of Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 last year, a disappearance that remains unresolved. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.